Graphic design has been Marianne Davis's bread and butter, but painting is her passion. Curious Mix contributor Lee Dinoon shares her conversation with Davis, who tells us how she's transitioning her career. Marianne Davis was one of five artists to win the 2019 Field to Finish Plein Air competition at the annual First Brush of Spring event in New Harmony in April. Judge Christopher Leeper of Canfield, Ohio.
It was the first painting that I saw when I walked in, and the color, I didn't know it was hers. And I mean, I know Marianne, but I didn't know it was hers. And I was just instantly drawn to it. And the color palette and the way that it works with the values, the lights and darks, from on the other side of the room was just like stunning.
Davis has a long history with the four-day First Brush event, coordinating activities for IPAPA, the Indiana Plein Air Painters Association, the Hoosier Salon, and New Harmony native and art collector Dr. George Rapp, a retired Indianapolis orthopedic surgeon.
I call her because she ramrods New Harmony for us, and really she has been the real catalyst.
Davis's spacious new Indianapolis studio is in an unusual location near trucking businesses on the south side near 465 and Harding.
I'm going to show you what I'm working on. I have been playing with these bright colors, and I did an underpainting in acrylic inks. They're very fluorescent, and that's oil.
Oh, cool.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
You can always tone down a color. It's really hard to bring them up.
Davis is a Heron School of Art graduate, but she studied lithography, not painting. Her first jobs were in marketing, where she honed her graphic design skills and opened Davis Graphic Design in the early 90s, focusing on the design needs of small businesses.
You have to know their business in order to market their business, so it's been fun to learn about all the other businesses. One of my clients who's still with me from almost the beginning, they do prison toilets, and I did a logo for them, and you know, I had to go and do a photo shoot inside of a shower at the prison, but that was kind of interesting.
And there's a chance you've seen her design and lettering work while driving around Indianapolis.
Barth Electric's been a customer of mine since the beginning, so if you see a red truck with Barth Electric on it, it's one I've done.
The back of her minivan is a studio on wheels for plein air painting, with extra supplies and racks to hold wet paintings. Her love affair with plein air began after attending an early IPAPA event.
I got to go out and paint with all these wonderful artists, and that's where I learned how to paint, was painting with these people. Stand behind somebody who's better than you are, and you can pick up little bits and pieces as you go.
And Davis carries on that helping tradition by teaching and hosting small sessions in her studio. Mike Sinnen, gallery director for the Hoosier Salon, has been learning to paint with Davis and other plein air artists like Justin Vining and Roy Boswell.
She's sort of the glue to this community in many ways, and almost quietly so. She's involved in so much stuff on the back end. She's just one of those people that organizes people naturally. So she gets people involved, she gets people excited, and she's not doing it in like a loud, raucous way. She's very graceful in the way she brings people together, and she's really generous with her time.
At the Harrison Center for the Arts, patrons on a First Friday got to see the landscapes Davis loves to capture.
They're so natural, I feel as though I could just walk right through the paths into the scene.
Davis says she never knows when her art is going to resonate with someone.
I'll never forget, I was painting on some little road down in Madison, and this old farmer came out, and he fell in love with my painting, and I gave it to him for a song.
The canvas was still wet when she handed it to him, so she gave him instructions on how to frame it.
And I get this letter from him, and this letter says, "I didn't want to cover anything up. I've got it tacked onto my kitchen cabinet." When your painting touches someone and they love it and it has a response, it's so wonderful.
Davis's upcoming calendar is filled with plein air trips across Indiana and beyond. For Curious Mix, I'm Lee Dinoon.